Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Bilbrey is back, ladies and gentlemen. Pam's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Ordinary Greatness, and she is a pro at helping companies like yours make sure that we get the most out of the relationship that we have between us, the owners, the people who manage our companies, help us manage our companies, the people who help us execute our businesses, and that we all, you know, are all pulling in the same direction instead of opposite directions. We've all seen both of those cases, and the first one is better. Pam Bilbrey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. Pam, one of the things that you've been talking about with folks lately, and I want you to explain it to us, is what you call discretionary effort. Now, you know, I got to say, I've been in the marketplace a long time, and I've heard of discretionary spending, but I don't think I've ever heard of discretionary effort. What does that mean?
Sort of a different way to look at it. Well, you know, it really is important to all of our small business owners. Discretionary effort is that little bit that each of us hold back. Energy, effort, enthusiasm, commitment, talent, skills, we hold it back until we're fully engaged with our work and with our colleagues, with our boss. And most of the time, we don't even realize it. You know, it's just this little reserve.
Are you talking about not giving 100%? Are you talking about not giving 110%?
Well, you know, it's not giving 110%, because we can have people that are performing very, very well that could even do better if we could tap into that little bit of hidden discretionary effort. Mm-hmm. And the research indicates that on the average, it's around 10 to 15% for most individuals. And think about
How would that be measured?
Well, it's measured by how well people are enthusiastic about their work. You can see it in how well they follow through, how passionate they are, how connected they are, how invested they are in your business doing phenomenally well.
Mm-hmm.
They have that sense of ownership, that mindset of
That's the word, isn't it?
It is.
Ownership. I use that all the time around here. And sometimes I say that to my young folks, and they look at me like, you know, like I'm not, you know, nothing's coming out of my mouth, you know, or whatever they're hearing, they don't recognize, because they think, you know, you get the feeling they're thinking, well, you're the owner. What do you mean ownership? And I try to convey that to people, you know, is this ownership thing. This is what we've got to do, especially in a small business. We've got to find a way to get our employees, to get our team to feel that they own their assignment and that it's their baby.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that, Jim, is you can't force that sense of ownership. You can't force people tap into their discretionary effort. You can't buy it through wages. You can't demand it. You have to set the environment, and people will gladly give it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that environment thing, that's how you tap into the discretionary effort, right? I mean, you can't go looking for it and saying, okay, there it is, I want that out of you. It's more subliminal than that, isn't it?
Yeah, people have a personal choice, right, to become an owner in the workforce. They have a personal choice to give their discretionary effort. And so as business owners, we set the environment, we build relationships that help people tap into that discretionary, that people then make that choice as well. I'm in this 110%, I'm in this 120%.
And
I'm invested.
And I'm going to make a stab here and say that you won't know, you won't ha- there's not really any way to predict when that discretionary effort is going to pop up. It almost might surprise you. What do you think, Pam?
I think you're right. I think that it's not something that you go out and you change something in an environment and all automatically you see it, but you will know when it happens because there's just this aura in the workplace that everything is going well. Everybody is on the same page. There's this spirit of teamwork among our employees. There's this sense that everybody is really concerned and will do anything they need to do to make sure that the business is
successful. Let me give you an example, folks. So you've got a warehouse person, a warehouse manager, who knows everybody knows there's a big deal that has to be delivered. A big order has to be delivered tomorrow morning, and most everything is in place, but there are a couple of things shaky, and they have to go out really early before anybody else gets there. The truck driver's going to show up and crank the truck and drive off with it. It's been loaded up and everything. And then you find out that the warehouse manager came in an hour earlier than normal just to absolutely positively make sure there was nothing wrong. I consider that to be discretion, the kind of an example of discretionary effort. Didn't have to do it, but just took ownership of that order.
Yeah, and again, you use that word ownership. That's a great example. People will go to extraordinary lengths for the business to be successful if they feel that sense of ownership, if you've tapped into their discretionary effort, if they're giving their 110, 120% because they want to.
And here's the thing, Pam. That guy showed up, or that person showed up, not because they thought if it didn't work, they would get yelled at, but because if it didn't work, they were going to take it personally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I see that. You know what? I see that in my people. I see it in my organization. I'm not going to say who they are because I don't want them to think I'm bragging on them. I'm going to let them wonder who I'm talking about. But I see my people doing this. I see them doing things that demonstrate to me that they took ownership. They took personal ownership of that particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good feeling as an owner, as a manager, isn't it?
Well, it is. No one person can ensure the success of their business completely by themselves. You depend on other people to help you be successful.
And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about what some of the specific things we can do to make it happen. Because you know, when it happens to me, Pam, when I see it, I say, okay, what did I do to cause that? Or what could I possibly do that might screw that up? Hold on to that thought. Pam, give us your website quickly.
It's www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
Check it out, folks. That's the title of the book. Pam Bilbrey and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.